Welcome to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, where the discussion will be about issues that affect people on a daily basis. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lloyd Rosen.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Welcome. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Hello?
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second, Melinda.
Sure.
Okay. The number again is 347-989-1363, and you can press 1 and get in the queue and ask a question if you'd like. You can definitely look us up on Facebook at toughtalkradionetwork. And my personal page, Lloyd S. Rosen. You can email me at bowler900@sbcglobal.net. If you'd like to ask me a question, you don't want to get on the air, I'd be more than happy to get the answers to you. If you want to become a guest, you can definitely get on Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. I'm sorry, Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. Press the Register to be a Guest tab, and you can listen to the show or contact me there. You can also become a guest on our show by registering, and we'll get back to you on that. You can visit www.toughtalkradionetwork.com to learn all about all the great shows that we have here on the network. You can download our show on iTunes, listen to it as many times as you'd like. You can listen to it, get as many questions down if you want, get the questions back to me. I'll be more than happy to get you the answers. That's as far as the housekeeping work is concerned. As far as my world is concerned here, I have my book getting republished. It's going to be coming out, I found out, in September, which is Suicide Prevention Month. And so we'll be publishing it then for the experience of keeping it together with Suicide Prevention Month. And then I will be going around and signing copies for everybody. If anybody's interested in getting a copy, I will let you know in the weeks ahead where to find it, where to get it, and I'd be more than happy to send you copies of it if you'd like me to sign it. That's not a problem. We will be right back after these messages.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
My first guest today is a young lady who is very interested in helping other people. She was trying to launch a website and a business to help other people. It definitely is going to happen. Unfortunately, she's had a little bit of a hiccup in it, so it is not going to be happening relatively soon. But having said that, she is working on another project, which is starting up what they call a digital magazine, and I can't wait to talk to her about it. We found out talking off air that We're pretty much neighbors. She's from Dallas. I was from McKinney, Texas, about 30 miles north. So I'm looking forward to talking with her immediately. So let me welcome Melinda Cooper. How are you, Melinda?
Hi, Lloyd. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And like I told you earlier, it's always my pleasure to have guests on that want to help people in any way possible. In your case, what I found out researching you was your digital magazine has to do with businesses. So tell the listening audience, what is living the dream?
Well, you know, everybody has to make that solid decision for themselves. However, for me and for everyone who has joined the team and become part of the magazine, living the dream is living and building the businesses that we love doing. We brought our passion to our business. And so that's what our living the dream is being a part of a bigger movement to go ahead and make business a lot easier and help people grow theirs.
And you have enough information in your digital magazine that can help people get rid of the stress, per se, of starting their own business.
Well, you know, at this point, I will tell you that everyone within the magazine has helped me in some way, somehow, and they definitely took a lot of stress. If nothing else, they sat and discussed and taught me. You know, everybody nowadays seems to be doing some form of transitioning. And when you're transitioning either from one business to another or one position to another, being downsized, being moved out, or you know what, if you're like Melinda Cooper and just said, today is the day I've had enough, and I walked away from my job for that reason, all of a sudden I found myself going, oh, I need to decide what I'm going to do with my life now that I need to grow up, right? And these people helped me do that. Every one of them helped me in some way, and I said, you know what, we need to give this to more people who are walking through the same transition.
And it's funny that I have you on today because I'm one of those people. as my producer knows and has worked with me for a while now, I've written a book. I have a second one in the works. The first one, as I was telling you, is getting republished this September, and I am in the infant stages of starting a nonprofit foundation to help people who have suffered through their life like I suffered with my life. So maybe I'll be able to grab some information from you and use it and run with it. The people you have on your staff now, before I get on with some other questions, the people you have on your staff, are they people who have started their own businesses and they have the experience so they can help you with the magazine?
Okay. First off, none of them are my staff. We are a different kind of magazine. Each and every person that is in the magazine has and is running a very successful business of their own. Each and every person who writes in the magazine is running a new business or a proven business that they are making and living very comfortably, living their passion.
So you're saying basically if I was to get my nonprofit up and running and it was successful, I could write an article for your magazine and send it to you, and if you approved it, you could post it.
Exactly. Exactly. We would consider you a featured speaker or a guest, you know, a guest writer, as they call them, and we would put you on and we would talk about it and we would see what each and every entrepreneur that is our resident writers will indeed be able to help you and see what they can bring to the table to help you and develop you, and then we'll put your article out there.
So it sounds like your particular business, the digital magazine, is open to anybody who has had a successful business and can help you to help other people.
That's correct. It's all about helping other people build their business. Because these people, gratefully, have all joined forces. We've all joined our forces, brought together what we believe is our best to offer, and now we're going to offer it in the magazine, in the digital magazine, have it right on the Internet. You want an article, you go up there and you look for one of ours, and The person who wrote it is also going to be taking emails, accepting questions, and so that way you can refer back and forth.
So, it's definitely a friendly website. When is this going to be launching live, and how can my listeners assist you in any way if possible?
Well, you know what we could really use once we get going is we will definitely need, as you say, people who are interested in becoming a part, putting their story out there, letting other people hear about, wow, you know, I made it through this, and this is what I went through to get to this point, or this is some of the pitfalls I had to go over. So I will always be looking for guest writers, and our first one is at the very beginning of September. We are a digital magazine, and it's called Living the Dream. And inside it are all very passionate people, entrepreneurs, who have made a difference in their own fields.
So they don't necessarily have to be, quote-unquote, rich and famous. They just have to be successful at what they want to write about or what they want to put in your magazine to help the other people with. That's phenomenal. This is a digital flipbook reader. Why digital instead of printed? Why did you decide to go with the computer? Is that because of social media and technology today?
It is definitely the technology today. You know, people are always looking at what is happening, what's next, where are we going? Well, you know, now is moving fast. It's no more the, you know, one day. That one day has showed up and it's today. So if we are wanting to reach more and more people, we have to go where they are looking. If you look at the fact that 92% of adults in the U.S. and other countries are reading magazines and they're searching for them online. And people who are reading the printouts are looking for the websites or looking for a way to look that up and find out more about it. So we're just going to meet them where they want to be. They want to go out and look there, and they want to seek and be able to research, and we're going to be there for them.
Sounds like the only way to go is that's the way you have to go. Go the way that the public tells you to go, I guess, is the way it goes with everything.
Well, and, you know, it's just the fact that if you really want to send out echoes and to reach more people, you have to go where they play. And the Internet is where they are right now.
This is definitely true. Now, I know with my radio show and with the Tough Talk Radio Network, we're always looking at numbers in terms of how many people are listening. And, you know, we find out there's millions and millions of people who are turning to Internet radio to listen to on a regular basis. How big is the digital audience for you and your magazine?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
How big is the digital audience?
You know, honestly, at the moment we're local and we're just kind of building as we're going, but we are about to go into a completely different arena. We're going to be having ours translated into Spanish and into two other languages so that we can go global.
So you're not going to keep it in the Southwest and down in the Texas area. You're going to go nationwide, worldwide, and international.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. One of our resident writers is already international, and we have just gotten called that one of the other ones is going to be from out in Argentina. So we have we've already got a good reach.
And I, you know, sitting here listening to that, I have to say that just because we are Americans and just because we live in the United States doesn't mean for 1 minute that we have all the answers on how to do everything, which is what some people think. And what we're finding out is that the world has a lot of opinions, and we should start listening to some of them because some of them are a little bit better than ours. So I think that that's great that you are stretching yourself internationally so you get opinions from around the world, which might be that much better than what we think we might be able to do. So I think that is kudos to you as far as stretching your audience. So who would this audience be?
You know, we are looking for people who, as I said, they're transitioning. In some way, some form, they're transitioning either because of downsize, either because, as Melinda, as I said, I transitioned myself. I got up one day and decided that I didn't like the job I was doing and knew that I had to be the one to change it. So I just walked in, said, thank you very much, and I'm out of here. So we want those people, and we would like people who are really have a passion of growing something of their own, that they can handle, that it's theirs, and wanting to be able to reach out and help others. And that's, when you look at that, that's a very serious question, because anybody and everybody are looking for jobs, looking for more pay, looking for more, whatever there is. And this way, we're there to help them. If you want to go into a new business, if you want to take your passion and begin making a living from it, this is a magazine that can take you there.
Okay. Here's my question. You say that you walked into your office one day and said, thanks, but no thanks.
I did.
And there's many a morning that I know many a person will get up and say that exact same words because I'm one of those people.
Yeah, so, it's living, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep, it is. So my question to you is, how did you survive financially in terms of being able to pay your rent and your car payment and your lights and everything?
I'm going to tell you that I used to work for a very large government agency.
Ah, the government, yes.
Yes, and I had I was in a very busy, hectic portion of the government, and fast decisions, fast reactions, and fast moving was my daily job. We got it used to be called Melinda's Hair is on Fire Today. And so one day I looked around and I realized in earnest, at that time I was typing 128 words a minute. I was handling two computer screens. I was dealing with, at the minimum, 200 phone calls a day. I took a deep breath. I came home to my husband and said, I'm done. I really am done. I just can't do this anymore. And my husband, much like many couples, go, what does that mean? Is it just done for today? He was like, what are you doing? And I said, no, I'm finished with this job. I can't stand even going in anymore. I don't want to even pick up that phone one more time. And so he took a deep breath, and we looked at our budget, and we truly, and if you can imagine, I'm sure everyone can, you have two people who make a very comfortable living, and one comes in and says, I'm gone. I'm out of here. I'm quitting the job. That takes a whole half of your income. So from that moment on, I started looking. I started doing. I went around and I put the word out to all of my friends and said, I'm quitting. I've just now walked out of my job. What I'm looking for is to be able to work from home. I said, I am not selling anything that I have to buy product to sell to somebody else. I said, I'm looking to meet and talk to people that are not on the phone. So if you have a connection for me, do so and make that connection. I began writing. I became a ghostwriter. I became an editor. People, had me give me their scripts, and I would type them up, for them. I did what I called an any day. On any given day, that's what I would do. But I got to tell you, there were times it was scary, but there wasn't a moment that I looked back and said, I am so sorry that I quit. That has never, ever crossed my mind.
And that's when you know you did the right thing, when you don't ever look back and think, did I do the right thing or did I not do the right thing? Let me ask this. I think you covered why you decided to start this magazine, basically because you're a person like me and a lot of us out there who like to help people.
Yes, that is it.
And that's the one and only reason, and that's a good enough reason for me to understand why you started the magazine. What's the best advice for people like myself or yourself that, like you were when you started this business at the crossroads of life. You know, I'm not proud to say that I'm 50. Well, I'm 57 right now. Next week I'll be 58. But the point being,
congratulations.
You know, thank you. We're at a crossroads in our life. We don't want to do the same old thing like you did, walk in and say goodbye and all that stuff. What do you think is the best advice for them if they're at that crossroads?
If I could, I'm going to give you three tips that I recommend and I give to anyone that approaches me now. My first thing is why. I want you to take a half a day, an evening, or you know, however long it takes you, to decide really why are you looking for this change, this progress in yourself. Because once you know why, once you really know, if it's just a bad day, if it's a bad office, go get you another job, you know, really. But if it's something that you're feeling from deep inside, I want you to know why it is. I want to know your reason. And if it's because you're looking just for an extra income to help pay for the family, recognize that that's what it is. Because then that new business is going to have limitation. Because once your dilemma is over, you won't want to do that business anymore unless you make so much at it. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
So you want to know why. The second thing you have to know, now that you have your why, I want you to face yourself honest and truthful in the mirror. Do not cry. Do not get pissed off. Do not turn around and scream at yourself and call yourself all kinds of names. Be honest and say, how bad do I really want it? Are you willing to take in the extra hours? Are you willing to do the research? Are you willing to go out and shake somebody's hand and say, I want to learn more? How bad do you want it? Because once you have your why and once you have how bad you want it, only then will you know how far will you go to get it.
Wow. I'm sitting here and you totally grabbed me and pulled me right in, because the first two points you said as far as deciding why you want to do it and how far you're willing to go for it are the two points that made me realize very early on after I got healthy, from dealing with depression for 36 years, that what I wanted to do was go out and help. And I wrote the book, and then now I'm starting the nonprofit, so it's just snowballed into something. So it's like, I've said to my producer, Tony, many times, I said, you know what, this job is starting to get in the way. It's paying the bills. It's doing what it needs to do, but it's getting in the way of what I really have a passion to do. So I can relate to a lot of what you're saying. It makes perfect sense to me, and hopefully it made perfect sense to a lot of other listeners out there, because not everybody feels like you and I do, but there's an awful lot of people, I think, out there who are and are just not afraid to admit it, or they're too afraid to take that plunge and become successful in another total area that they can become successful in.
What most people don't realize, and I'm just going to throw this out there, is that if they are already successful in their jobs or whatever they are doing, if they have already reached a level where, you know, it's beyond 30 days, you know, you're beyond the probation period, you're beyond, you know, now I know my job. Am I doing it well every day? Am I actually living up to what I believe this position calls me to give? If you have that success within yourself, then you can take that success and be successful anywhere else.
And you definitely do not have to wait 30 years like I've been doing my job for 30 years to make that jump.
That's right. That's right. You
yeah.
can do it. Build yourself a platform. And when I say that is start looking at it, start answering these tough questions for yourself, because nobody else can give it to you. And after you've done it and given it to yourself, giving yourself that privilege, then you start working at it. a house. You don't just walk in one day and say, oh, it's a wonderful house. Somebody somewhere built it for you. Unless you are a construction and developer yourself, somebody else already did all that. They already laid the foundation. For you to jump, this is your turn to create your own foundation.
And I will say in getting close to the end of this interview that too many people are afraid, they're fearful of that jump, and they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be at all, because not taking the jump may be stopping them from doing what they were meant to do on the face of this earth when they were born. So, Melinda, I'm going to give you the last word as to say what you want to my listeners, and then I'm going to say thank you for coming on, because this has been a very informative, very interesting half hour.
Well, thank you so much, Lloyd. I'm going to say thank you to you and Tough Talk Radio for allowing me to be here. I'm going to welcome anyone and everyone to please, at the beginning of September, come and check us out at Living the Dream on Digital Magazine. And the last question I ask everyone to review is simply, what will you do now with your newfound knowledge? And how will you allow yourself to shine?
And that's an important thing. It's like, if you have the dream, if you want to live the dream, you have to allow yourself the opportunity to live it. Because obviously, if you have, here's my philosophy, and now I may be putting it a little bit too simplistically, but if you are wanting to live the dream and you're thinking about living the dream and you want to learn how to live the dream, you have to maybe realize that that dream has come from a higher power, and you have to listen to him if you don't listen to anybody else at all.
That's why you have to dig deep inside and find out your why.
Exactly, and that's something that I hope everybody out there does, because our country needs people to do what they want to do and to please themselves. And I know for a fact that when you please yourself and you're doing something that you really truly want to do, that you will work 110% at it instead of going to work. Like you said earlier, going to work and dealing with running around like a chicken with your head cut off and not getting a self-satisfaction when you leave, because the money that you made that day was made for somebody else's pocket, not for your pocket. So, maybe I'm getting a little bit too egotistical and a little bit too self-centered, but you know what? If that's what drives you, if it's the money that drives you, it may not be the number one reason you should be doing something, but it's a good enough reason to look into it.
That's right. That's right. And you never know. You never know what that brings, because blessings come in so many different ways.
They do. They do. And people, again, people have to realize that they're getting blessings and they're being blessed, and they should take these and not necessarily run with them, but recognize that what they are and use them to their advantage. I know when I was suffering with depression for 36 years, I always wondered what it was that I wanted to do in my life. What was it that I was put here on the face of the earth to do? And I do know what it is now, and I don't let a day go by that I don't remind myself of why I'm here, and I am definitely working towards that goal. So my listeners should know. And here's the bottom line, Melinda. My listeners and everybody out there who is listening or will listen to this show has to understand that they why they are being blessed, and run with them. Run with the blessings, because he doesn't bless you unless he wants you to do something with them.
So true. I totally agree with you. I totally believe that that's his calling to you, of saying it's time to step up.
And you need to step up. The only issue that I have, which is really funny, is the only issue I have with getting the nonprofit foundation off the ground are physical world issues, such as money. And I'm not afraid to admit it. So if he'd like to send me some, I'd be more than happy to do his work.
Well, you know, you put out your hands, you turn them up, and you say, thank you, God, it's already here, and you would be surprised how many will come.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you because I was at my 40th class reunion, and I was talking to a guest at the reunion of one of my classmates, and she was saying to me, you know, God bless you. You're doing a great thing. Good luck in what you do because you're definitely needed and you definitely will help a lot of people. And I've gotten that from a lot of people. So I know what I'm doing, and I know the money will come, that it's what I was meant to do. So I'm definitely, and who knows, you know, because of what I'm going to be doing and how expertise I'm going to become at it, you may be hearing about me to write something for you and to help people in other parts of the world do what they really want to do. So,
well, that would be fabulous. You are definitely welcome. We open our arms to teach as many people as we can.
Thank you very much. Let me have you do this before I let you go because I almost forgot. Let me have you give the information to my listeners who want to get in touch with you to possibly be one of those guest writers and help you out.
Well, right now, that is still we're still building everything. But what they can do is contact me on Melinda Cooper at Facebook. You know, on Facebook, I am the Genuflecting Angel. You know, reach out to Tony. I'm one of his friends. We're connected. Lloyd, I know that we will be connected. You know, we can make the connections work. But come September, look for us on Living the Dream Digital Market, Digiting Magazine, and I'm going to have all the information available. And not only will they be able to reach me, but they will be able to reach each and every resident writer that has come in and willing to be a part of this tremendous team.
Sounds like a very fulfilling project that you're working on, and I hope to be in touch with you in the future to help you out as well. Melinda, you have a wonderful Friday afternoon, and I guess I can say hello to Dallas for me.
I will, and hope to see you here soon. You take great care.
You too, Melinda. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Melinda Cooper. She is an entrepreneur who is starting a digital magazine to help people with their own businesses, and we'll be watching for her in the coming months as it launches. We'll be right back after these messages.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Gambone.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Life's Issues. The first half hour was so interesting, and I know that there might have been a number of people out there like me who want to start their business or are thinking to start their business. So I want to give you the number 347-989-1363 And if you have a question for our first guest, please press 1 and you'll be put into the queue for my producer to put you on the air. And the reason I say that is because, unfortunately, my second guest, who was supposed to be here with us, couldn't make it. And we're going to keep Melinda on for as long as she can be. So, Melinda, are you still there?
I am, Lloyd. I just am thankful that I get to come back again already.
Well, you know, it's always kind of funny. I'm a humorist at heart, and I was going to say I was hoping to be in touch with you at some time in the future. I didn't think there would be a minute and a half. So, but I'm very happy that you are back because I know there must be some people out there who have some questions for you. If not, I have questions that I can definitely come up with. And one of them is this. Well, you were saying that people who read your magazine online can be in touch with your writers and with your magazine. If they wanted to be in touch, let's say for argument's sake, for lack of a better term, your writers are people who have been highly successful in their business, and they want to reach out to the listeners or people who have questions. Can they reach out to them by phone instead of just by email?
Each one of the resident writers and anyone that comes on and is part, you know, that joins us and is eager to help other people, they too will be able to present their contact information, and each one of our resident writers will indeed have their information for them directly. So they'll be able to reach them and contact them and ask questions and work with them and, you know, get exactly what they feel they need. You know, we're going to have some fabulous experts. We have a couple that are that are working in the leadership field. There are the people that are working in the customer field, customer relations. There are people who are working in the social media field. There are people, we're going to have a resident attorney that will tell you the different ways and best ways to legally put your business online or however, so that way you get the best for your bank. And these people will all be available and readily provide their information so that you can reach them. This is not about me. It's about the help that we can do for others.
So what I'm hearing you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, is you're going to have the whole package in terms of being able to start with A and go to Z in terms of starting your own business.
That's correct. Uh-huh. We will have someone who is there that's going to tell you about how you position yourself to, you know, be better seen, how to take, you know, definite steps that will at least open doors for you. We have a lawyer that will tell you, you know, you could take this into a solo practitioner or entrepreneur or an LLC or LSC, you know, whatever, an S-Corp, whatever it is that needed, we have someone that will be there for that. Then we have a social media expert who is going to be telling you, you know, these are the best and fastest ways to get yourself online and to be seen and to start making connections. We're going to have someone that will give you step-by-step walks on some of the best first steps to take as starting your own business. And so, we definitely have a full package.
So it's not like you're going to start a business and wonder if it's going to go or not, the obvious, a brick-and-mortar business. Yeah, I used to say if you lasted 3 years, you were successful. If you lasted 5 years, you were doing well, and that kind of stuff. With this technology today, in some ways you don't have to worry about trying to get to that third year because you'll know, because you'll have all the successful people helping you along the way. So you should be successful from day one, I would think.
Well, I'm going to put a disclaimer to that, and I will tell you why that is. is because we are also not in charge of them taking action. Right? You
true,
can read
true.
Anything, and you can read it and read it and read it. And if all you're doing it is and never taking action, it doesn't matter how good your advice is. If you're not taking action, it's not good advice.
And you know what's so, I don't want to get negative here, but you know what's so sad about that disclaimer is the fact that you even have to give it. Because if someone gives you information that you personally searched out and you don't take their advice and run with it or at least look further down into it and figure out how to use it to your advantage, then you're wasting a lot of people's time. It's yours and theirs and everybody else's.
And unfortunately, you would be surprised. You would be surprised. I'm always amazed how people will sign up for these webinars or seminars or, you know, whatever they want to call it, the workshops and everything. And you go and you can go to these events, and how many times have people, you know, said, God, this was great. So what do? They put it in a drawer. I'm going to get back to that. 3 years later, when they're ready to empty that drawer because now it's filled, they go, wow, you know, I should have taken action. Oh, my gosh, I forgot I even bought that, right? And it's like, you put good money to it. Why didn't you take action?
Especially if you spend money on it.
That's right.
If it's something for free, yeah, maybe people will be a little bit more laxed about it. But you spend your hard-earned money going to a webinar or going to a workshop someplace, and you know, even if you had to stay over and this and that and the other thing, you'd be crazy not to. I mean, that's just throwing money to the wind, and hey, you know what?
Well,
they can send it to me if they'd like.
Well, you know what? You would be surprised at how many people do that. How many people do that.
Yeah.
Or what also happens, which is something I have found very interesting in my lifespan, is that people will see what one person does. So they take actions, and we give them steps, and they jump on it, and boom, all of a sudden they're just flying. You know, they're going where they need to do, and oh, my gosh, this looks great. Then the next thing, somebody else comes up and says, oh, I want to be just like that person. I want it to look like that. I want it to do like that. The issue is, which is where this all comes from, is that I go, yes, but you haven't taken those steps for you to look like that or be like that or follow that path. Because it's, you know, you have a hard time telling people, have you taken that action? And many have not. But they want to look like the one who makes it look easy.
And they don't realize that all the work that went into it for that person to make it look easy before they made it look easy. And,
that's right.
You know, and I was watching, not to change the subject, but I was watching the NBA Finals a couple of weeks ago, and they were asking LeBron James a question, and he came out and said, basically, he said, I make it look so easy on the court because when the cameras are not here, I'm in the gym sweating and working on what I make look easy out here. So I will say to your defense that you're absolutely right. If you don't put the work in, you can't reap the rewards. And if you think you're going to take the easy way out, there's no easy way out in anything you do in life, period. So you should just get to work.
Well, you know, and that's really what it is. I normally do not give my children's names out because we have agreed that I would give them their privacy, that I would not make them as my new, this is my new subject, right? So instead, I'm just going to let you know where we all came from. My children, I put them in the swimming pool when they were 6 weeks old because I wanted them to always be able to enjoy the water. 6 weeks old, each of my children were in the water. They were learning hand-eye coordination. They were swimming, and they were already doing. By the time they were 9, they were on the Junior Olympic swim team. And we always used to get a tickle because some of the mothers would say, oh, my gosh, they make swimming look so easy. And I always used to say, they've been doing it since they were 6 weeks old. If it's not easy by now, we need to give it up. And everybody would just kind of look at me. I said, I'm grateful that God allowed us the capability to put them in the swimming, but we have to give the reality that they put the work in to look that easy. And that's a lot of what people don't understand. Some of those who are out there who are making great stride in their private businesses and are building constantly and doing an excellent job, what had they decided? It was that it was worth their time, their effort. They made their own sacrifices, whatever it was, on their own accord because they believed in their dream and they were ready to take action.
That's very well put. I think I mentioned earlier that I wanted to start a nonprofit foundation to educate and support the public when it comes to depression and suicide, and that's just the first step, because I'll start it here in the metropolitan New York area where I live right now. But that's not the end all. The end all that I want, and this will fit right into what you just said, I want to have at least one chapter of that nonprofit foundation in every state in the union, because there are people suffering with this in every state in the union. Now, if there's more than one, so be it. That's more to my liking. But having said that, I know that it's going to take me a little bit of work to get this up and running here in New Jersey, but it's also going to take me that same amount of work in every single one of the other 49 states to get it up and running there. But once I get it up and running, it's going to be worth it because it's going to be helping so many people.
Exactly, exactly. And you're making the decision that I want to make a difference and open a road for other people. And that alone is worth the journey. Think of how many, even if it was one person that you were able to touch and able to help. Think of every single family member you have touched by helping them and all of their friends, and it, the ripple has just been set.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story, and I might have shared this with my listeners before. If not, there's always a first time. I was living in McKinney, Texas, and I got my book published, and it was in July of 08. My wife at the time was a collector of charms, and so we would frequent a jewelry store across the street from our house, and I told the woman who runs the jewelry store about what I was doing, and she said, oh, do you mind if I get a copy of your book, because my son, who was in his 30s, was an alcoholic, he had bipolar problems, he had all these issues. I gave her the book. She read it. She sent it to him because he was living in Austin at the time. He read it. He actually called me on the phone and said, I have suffered with this, but I've never had an opportunity to talk to anybody who went through the same thing I have. And I said, well, talk away, because that's what I'm here for. We talked. He and I have stayed in touch on and off. His parents run the jewelry store. I've talked to them since I moved away. And so I made a decision, if I was going to help one person, I could die a happy person, because that's what I was meant to do and that's what I did. So I helped him, and now I can actually die with a smile on my face. Just a quick footnote, I went to a local store and started a conversation with the woman who worked there. I told her about my book. She went and bought the book. I came back in to sign the books for her, and she told me, I'm glad you came back in here now, because I am leaving my job. I said, what are you leaving your job for? She said, because I've read your book, and you made a point that touched me that I have to go home to Gonzales, Texas, to help take care of my father, who just had open heart surgery, because that was important to me, and that's what's important to my father. So you're absolutely right. I'm doing what I want to do. You're doing what you want to do. We both know that if we touch one person and change their life, that for the better, that we have done our job on this earth.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I'm going to tell you, many people know it. I don't know how many have expanded on it, but I used to be a congressional liaison. And when I was a congressional liaison, I met a lot of, I'm going to say it two different ways. I met a lot of people making very important decisions, and I met a lot of important people who thought they were that important making little decisions. You get it?
Definitely.
So as I turned around, and, you know, you can only do that, I don't care what anybody says, I commend anyone who has done that job as a career. I did that job, and I want you to know that the reality is that every single person is an average person. And yet every single person can make a miraculous difference by doing something above average.
I could not have said it better myself if I had to say it. Everybody on the face of this earth is put here to do something. And people who tell you, I'm not big enough, I'm not important enough, I'm not whatever, are only fooling one person, and that's themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
because if they are still, and I tell this to my, you know, my kids, my friends, my nieces, my nephews, you name it. I tell them all the time that, yeah, they always say, oh, well, I'm a Thea. I'm Hispanic, so we call our aunts Theas, right? So they say, Thea, you know, you always do it. You're always doing something fantastic. I said, no, baby. I said, I'm right here at your dinner table. You can do anything, and if you're helping somebody else, you're fantastic. That's it. That's how I put it. If you are helping somebody else, you are fantastic. And I tell them,
no, that's what it is. I'm sorry, I interrupted your thought.
No, I was just saying, that's what I tell them every chance I get. You know,
and
is just that. That if they are helping somebody else, then they are fantastic.
And you know, Melinda, I'm not even going to add anything to that. I'm going to basically just end the interview with that and ask you one more time to give my listeners information as to where they can find your digital magazine. And
we're going to be out beginning of September. We're Living the Dream Digital Magazine. We are, like I said, we're going to be out there in September. We're here to serve and to stretch out our wings and to help as many people that are willing and eager to come and join the journey of living their passion, of living their dream. And I'm Melinda Cooper, and on behalf of each and every resident writer and all of our guests, future writers, I welcome them to come and visit us.
Well, thank you, Melinda. You'll definitely hear from me, because if you've got the tools to make me what I want to go and what I want to do, then consider me part of your team.
Excellent. That would be fabulous.
I've looked forward to interviewing you, and I must say that it has been a pleasure talking with you. We've touched in areas that I was not expecting to, so that makes it all the much greater for the interview process, and you'll be hearing from me. I've got your information. We'll be contacting you, and hopefully we'll have a connection.
I'm sure we will, and thank you and Tony again for having me, and please, whenever you need a fill-in, give me a call. We will always be ready to help.
Sounds great, Melinda. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
All righty.
We'll be right back.
All right. Take care. We'll be right back after these words.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. Today we talked with Melinda Cooper, a young lady who is passionate about her starting a digital magazine to help people start their businesses and become successful at doing it. As she said during the interview, you have to realize that you are definitely an important person in this world, and you need to step up and take advantage of that. We have people out in the world who are doing that on a regular basis. We have people out there who would like to do that on a regular basis. And then we have those who think that they're not important enough, good enough, strong enough to do that. Well, like Melinda said during the interview, and I'm going to agree with her 110%, you cannot sit back and let things go. You have to take the motivation to step up and be important. Because as I say every week, and I will say again this week, you are only one person in this world, but you may be the world to the one person that you're dealing with at that time. It's important that you step up. It's important that we try. We're all human beings. We're all put on the face of this earth to work at helping everybody become better at living on this earth. But until next time, I'm going to go try and help another person in my world, and I hope you do too. Until next Friday, be good, have a great week and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you then. Take care.
You have been listening to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.